On today's catch-up, Dennis Cometti wraps up round 21 of the AFL.
Almost finals time. We review the amazing Fleetwood Mac and their Perth shows.
We discussed a shocking Perth road rage attack.
And we've got some details about how you could join us on stage in Laugh Out Loud.
This Big Breakfast catch-up is for ABC Blinds up to 50% off sale.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
That's over the shoulder.
The only brekkie show with this legend.
Oh, yes. Hang it on the wall. A work of art.
Let's talk footy with Dennis Cometti for Battery World.
A couple of weeks of the regular season to go. Oh. Dennis, good morning.
It's warming up now, isn't it, eh?
Yeah.
The big finish is coming up.
Sure
it
is.
It starts next week. The finals start early. What about that game yesterday? The West Coast Eagles certainly had their hands full against Adelaide, didn't they? I mean, I was critical of the Crows last week on this program, but it was hard to criticise them yesterday. Had Sloan stayed on the ground, they might have won that game.
Rory,
you know.
Sloan, yeah.
Yeah, they really tried hard. Perhaps the most pleasant surprise, though, when I looked at the game in retrospect for the Eagles, was Tom Hickey. Now, Tom Hickey is an interesting guy, isn't he? Prior to coming to WA, he played for the Gold Coast and St Kilda. Since Nick Natanui went down in round 17 against Collingwood, Tom's averaged 16 possessions and 20 hitouts a game. Now, Kimber's nodding her head. Mm. That is good, isn't it?
That is very impressive. Nick Nat's bringing him down, getting in the way.
Well, no. But if Nick Nat comes back, I think Tom could be in the back row again. So we should remember his performances if they do well. He's been outstanding.
It's a great benefit. Fishery of Scott Lysett going Port.
That's right. So this morning, the Eagles are third. They play Richmond next Sunday at the MCG, followed by Hawthorn at Optus. Now, the top two teams are guaranteed two home finals. As things stand, West Coast trail Brisbane and Geelong on percentage. I doubt they can make that percentage up, but the equation is simple. Now, don't lose heart. If the Eagles
I like
win
that
their
about you, Den.
Encouraging, yes. If the Eagles win their last two games, they'll finish top two. Because Brisbane played Geelong next Saturday.
Yes, right, yes.
You're following this?
Okay.
We've got a flow chart, mate. I couldn't follow it this morning. I'm trying to follow it and looking at the paper. And
complex.
Does it make sense? But spare a thought for Fremantle.
Yeah.
Your team.
Done that.
Heartbreaker.
St Kilda beat them yesterday in the dying seconds at Marvel Stadium after the night before their dubious record of conceding 23 consecutive goals against Geelong last year survived.
Yeah, bad.
That's a double whammy, isn't it? They conceded, 23 consecutive goals against Geelong last year. So despite the Western Bulldogs kicking 21 consecutive goals against Essendon, that record lives on.
It does. Yeah, great record to have.
Terrific one, isn't it?
So we're looking at it's a blockbuster Richmond-West Coast next week, is it? I mean, it could easily be a grand final
preview.
Could easily be that. Mm. So they do start next week, the finals, I think. Mm. 2 weeks early. The key games in round 22 next Saturday, Brisbane and Geelong at the Gabba and Adelaide and Collingwood at the Adelaide Oval. Then on Sunday, Richmond and the West Coast at the MCG and GWS and the Western Bulldogs in Sydney. Mm. And wouldn't you know it, Fremantle play Essendon here on Saturday. Essendon will have a tough week, I would imagine.
Oh, God.
Just like North Melbourne, who kicked one goal. Can you believe that one goal?
That's
so
incredible.
It was a crazy weekend.
Yeah. And the Bombers are in real trouble. They're still seventh. It's odd, isn't it? They're still in the eight, doing their best to get out of there.
Oh, God, didn't even see that. Yeah. We are too. Go on, Bombers. It's our year.
Because they won 11 games.
There's still time.
There's so much margin between their best and their worst. John Worsfold, interesting to watch him during the game. I don't know how you'd react as an Essendon supporter because he was so passive. He sat there. I don't know what you're expected to do in that situation, really.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking back to my coaching days. I might have been there myself. I don't think to this extent, though, so I'm happy to discuss this. But
smashing phones at Leadable then?
Yeah, just for the troops, if nothing else. They want to see something happen.
Yeah, I think so. Fans like to see a bit of passion, don't they?
Yeah, and Wisher was very low-key, and I was listening to some Melbourne radio this morning, and he's copping it for being low-key. But then again, there's another side to that argument. He would cop it if he was demonstrative, wouldn't he? So good luck to Essendon, but Fremantle, I think it'll be nice to see them win next week.
You can only be yourself, Wisher. Just do you, mate. Just do you.
That's I like that. That's the most important thing said on this program since I came on.
You've just
deduced it to a few words.
It was profound, wasn't it? Well done, Casey. Good on you, Dan.
Good on you guys.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. I tell you what, Fleetwood Mac, the legends were back in town Friday night and then you guys saw them last night.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Great show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everything I expected it would be, but I felt like Stevie really got up there and stole the show for me.
She's a star. And Neil Finn was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, right from the start. So they played The Chain first on Friday. Did you get that first? With
I don't know what the song's called.
You don't love me.
Oh, yeah.
So
Neil Finn's
at the forefront straight away. And I went, if you can't have Lindsay Buckingham and Fleetwood Mac, what an inspired choice to get this guy who's had his own career. But his voice, you know, I thought it suited the song beautifully.
Oh, we hardly even noticed they broke the chain.
Yeah, they did
we didn't
the chain.
Even know.
Yeah, incredible. Pull the chain.
Yeah. I mean, has he received some criticism? I guess purely people are always trying to criticize.
There are Buckingham fans on social media who said, oh, he's trying too hard on that. But you're always going to get that. There was a bit of bitterness there in the departure of Lindsay. But I just thought, I mean, and Neil being able to play his own songs, it was bizarre because I tweeted on the weekend and I said, who would have ever thought in 2019 we'd be seeing or hearing Neil Finn do I Got You as a member of Fleetwood Mac on a stage in Perth?
Oh, yes.
And I was just thinking, as a band from the get-go, they really nailed everyone who was in the band thinking, gee, the harmonies are just fantastic. The voices are fantastic. And even as they've gotten older, I'm like, gee, they just have a sound about them, don't they? That's just so unique to other bands.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those cultural icon moments for me, a bit like seeing McCartney. And I got to say, I do love the arena.
Yeah.
Because I could see their faces. Yeah. Yes. I didn't feel like I was a mile away.
There's a little bit of Fleetwood Mac. And what a big band on stage, having 11, with the two backup vocalists, having 11. So when they were harmonising, to have those six or seven voices together was just beautiful.
What the Edible Pets could have achieved Mango and I had had that many.
Need a Neil Finn, mate.
Had a wonderful listener, Nathan, next to me, and he was having a good time. And, you know, we turned on the weather for them, obviously.
Right, yes.
And I noticed that, what was the name of the guitarist, the fantastic guitarist?
Mike Campbell.
Mike Campbell.
Sorry, I thought you meant the additional guy. Mike Campbell.
Oh, of course, right. And what a player, great child.
And a really emotional moment when just at the end, the start of the encore, and they came out and did Tom Petty. They did the Tom Petty cover, which was beautiful. So they came out and did Free Falling, and Stevie sang it. So Tom Petty was a great mate of hers.
Yes.
And Mike Campbell. And I wonder what those was going through the two of their minds. But there's a beautiful tribute and lots of photos of the Heartbreakers days of Tom Petty.
Oh, I loved these little moments I saw in the band of like where it just looked like they'd all gotten together for the first time in a while, had a jam in a room and gone, God, we still sound good.
Yeah, there was a jammy element
about
it, which
was great.
You could
see it, like, there where they're just enjoying each other.
Well,
I really loved it.
They can all really play, right?
Speaking of enjoyment, there were times when, you know, they're playing these full-on blues belters. They're playing some of the old stuff, like Oh Well. Yeah. And Neil Finn, you can see him, he's loving it. He's going, I'm in a blues band here.
Yeah. And I'm playing with Fleetwood Mac, for goodness sake.
Hey, what about that drum and percussion solo? You've got Taco Hirano with Mick Fleetwood playing together. And drum solos can be boring. There's nothing boring about a Mick Fleetwood solo because he's just a real personality, you know?
I loved it.
With those close-up of his face during that was quite alarming at times.
He's a bit John Cleese-like at times. Yeah,
wonderful.
Faulty.
Yeah. But this guitarist, so we obviously, because we've turned on the weather for them, and he said that they'd gone to, you know, hey, Perth, and he's talking about us. Yeah. And he's like, went to Rottnest, and he reminded us that
Did he intentionally call it Rocknest?
Did he really?
I thought it was intentional. I thought he said, I went over to Rocknest.
Well, he might have thought it was called Rocknest.
Or it should officially be called that now. Rocknest.
That's what I thought. But
he's like, oh, you know, you're living in paradise here, which we certainly are. But, you know, he probably went over on a super yacht.
He might have taken the jet over, take about 2 minutes.
Yeah, you know, deal with the freeway bottleneck near Coburn Gateway and then get back to me, buddy.
But the Mac were well and truly back. I was counting during the night. We got 7 songs from Rumours and 4 from the Fleetwood Mac album, which was pretty cool, and 3 from Tango in the Night and 2 from Mirage. So that sort of covered a lot of bases.
Good song count.
It was pretty good. 20-odd songs.
Mm.
Yeah,
very lucky.
Great memories. And the Mac were well and truly back.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
We try to get through our days in a pretty positive way, and Perth's a very beautiful place and it helps with the good weather and things like that. But I can't get past this horrible footage I've seen on TV of this horrible case of road rage in our city.
Yeah.
It is dreadful. There was an altercation on Sunday morning around 2J Road and Row Highway in Perth's East, and the suggestion is that one car was tailgating and that the tailgating basically turned into a shocking act of aggression where these two guys got out of the car and were absolutely pummeling one another. It was terrible.
Well, one was getting pummeled.
One was getting, I mean, it was absolutely disgraceful. I can't believe how many punches that guy threw.
Here's a little bit of the audio. Obviously, mainly the passers-by and those who were around trying to, you know, realising what was going on, trying to stop it.
Oh, yes. Witnesses were absolutely horrified by the level of violence. Apparently, emergency services were inundated with calls from the public who were witnessing it saying, someone stop this. It was terrible.
I mean, we were talking about this earlier this morning, and as you rightly said, Kimber, we've all been tailgated by people, and it is annoying and it's dangerous and it does make you angry, but...
Yeah.
Just move away, like change lanes or whatever it is.
Pretty much,
to do.
It is a horrible feeling to be tailgated. Yeah. I understand that, but this is also someone who's completely done their nana. You know, you could see this, the big guy who's playing into the other bloke. He's really lost control.
Yes,
you can often have great remorse for that kind of thing because his anger has completely overpowered him.
But that's a real question we got to ask ourselves. Yeah. Why are we so angry? Like, what's going on? I mean, you get angry in traffic. We all make mistakes.
Of course,
we all mess up and accidentally miss the turn and try to do it at the last second or change lanes without realising you're there, or, you know, sometimes you're in a hurry and someone's in the way, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But enough to get out and cause that kind of damage to a person, to know that I'm sharing the road with people who could snap like that at any time, is terrifying.
Yeah, I've got a philosophy. I think if anyone gets out of a car in traffic, you know, if you're angry, you're crazy because you don't know what the other person's got
or
what they're capable of as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So stay in the car.
Well, and I wonder if this is I mean, look, I'm sure there's road rage everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've all been to Asia and, you know, the it can seem quite chaotic with lots of horns beeping and not necessarily people adhering to lanes. But
nothing like this.
Nothing.
Though.
Everyone gets by and no one prangs into each other and no one yells and screams.
Well, that's like Manhattan. I only ever been to New York once. Yeah. And after a while, you get used to the toots because if you can move another 2 or 3 inches, you do that because it might get you around the corner of it.
And so, Perth is an outstanding place for like really road rage and angry people. Like I haven't spent much time over east, but I know in Melbourne, if there's enough gap to fit a car in, they let you in. And
of course.
That's one of those things. But Perth. Wow. It's a lot of aggro, and I think it's got much worse over the last couple of years, without a doubt.
I'll tell you, I'm certainly not advocating firearms in our community, but in New Mexico and Arizona, where I've driven around, where they have open carry gun laws, everybody's real polite.
I bet they are. I bet they're taking care of business.
I'm sorry. Would you like to go in before me? Certainly, sir. Oh,
look, beg your pardon.
Yeah. We would like to hear from you. 133353. Look, we know it's a bit bleak, but far out. This is happening in our city, and we want to know, what shocking road rage have you seen?
Everything Perth. For Brekkie, Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Talking about rage, road rage on the streets of Perth. Maybe wrong or you may be right, but you probably should just pull your head in.
Oh. Just keep driving and smile.
We understand how hard it is. You get in traffic and you get really frustrated and you see the same drivers making the same mistakes over and over. But this road rage incident that happened on Sunday morning in Perth's East is shocking.
Yeah. I got tailgated on in Wanneroo Road the other day. I was turning right, so I just stayed in the right lane. I wasn't there for that long. But it is infuriating. It's also a very threatening feeling.
Oh, very threatening. But you end up doing things you wouldn't normally do.
I'm not a violent person. I wouldn't get out and hit someone. You know, like when you see that, you go, that's that next level, isn't it? That's the move to violence.
Particularly when you're in the right lane and you're doing the speed limit.
True.
And you know you've got to turn right in a kilometre, and obviously the person behind you is thinking, well, no, you're in the right lane. You should be going faster than the speed limit,
which
doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about what kind of road rage incidents you've seen in Perth. Sam's given us a call from Double View. Sam, you were involved in a road rage incident.
Yeah, I was. And hi, guys. Sorry, that was rude.
No, not at all.
Good. Welcome, Sam.
I was actually on my way to an exam. I was a P-plater. And I was, you know, like the Hester Avenue roundabout in Yindari, it's really busy.
Yep.
And I was turning right to pick up my friend in Yanchep. And this lady had cut me off, you know, and I beeped at her. I said, look, you're in my way. Like, you've almost hit me.
Yeah.
And she chased me from there to Yanchep, and that was when Marmion Avenue was like a single lane.
Right.
Oh, no.
She was on I was on the left lane, she was in the right, oncoming traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
And just screaming at me all the way from there to Yanchep. And I was a P-plater, I was terrified, but I pulled over and I said, what do you want? She said, don't beep at me. And
Oh, my God.
It was insane, yeah. And that, you know, then I had to go to an exam.
Oh, right, terrific. Great for the nerves.
Terrifying.
That is terrifying because you don't know whether, do you stop? Do you keep driving? Are you getting, if you speed up to get away from them, are they going to speed up and chase you? It's super dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. And I just said, I'm just not reacting to it. She's screaming at me and I'm like, I'm not going to react. And she just kept chasing me. It was terrifying.
So after you stopped and spoke to her, then she went away. Is that right, Sam?
Yeah, pretty much. Right. She said, I've come from court, you know, and just went on about it. I was like, okay, no worries.
There's more going on.
She just went away, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it seems like even if there is a lot going on, it doesn't mean that everyone else needs to bear the brunt of it. Yeah. Thanks, Sam. Glad you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That was gutsy slash crazy for you pulling over. You never know what she was going to do.
Wow.
Well done, Sam. Sam of Doubleview there. That is incredible. Oh, Terry's called as well.
Oh, Terry's in turpentine.
Terry's nice and clean.
Hey, that's enough to make me angry.
Let's try serpentine. Terry, tell us about your road rage. What happened?
I've got a daughter who is a green peer plater.
Yeah.
And we quite often travel in different cars. The whole family goes into these to see their grandparents. Yep. And we had this guy that was literally a couple of inches off her bumper. Mm. And being a green peer plater, he was just intimidating her on purpose. And I could see what was going on, different lanes, different cars. He had no idea that I was part of the situation. But she tried to get away from him and he just kept following her. So I laid on the horn and gave him a finger and got his attention. But if he had stopped, I would have done my best to kill him. It's threatening my child.
Mm.
And it just brings out, the anger.
Mm. Yeah. And I suppose, Terry, that's what we're talking about, is that tapping into that thing that we all feel, that anger. There is those days where you just go, I've had enough, and it can be feel like that. But we need to find a way to regulate our own tempers.
I wouldn't care so much, but my child. It makes you so angry.
Parental, yeah, you just want to protect them, don't you?
You know, and that foolish guy, Terry, who probably thinks, you know, he's being funny or...
He just thought that, you know, it's a bit of a laugh. She's a green tea plater.
Yeah.
And I just thought if she stopped in a hurry, she's playing with her life.
Yeah, of course.
Too right.
Yeah.
And it probably goes back to, you know, that thing that we talk about even with being distracted by phones, is that we've got to get out of our heads that this is a right to drive a car.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it is a privilege. It's a deadly weapon. And if you behave like that, you really shouldn't be behind the wheel.
It's quite a responsibility, isn't it? Yeah. Hey, Terry.
I can see how it happens.
Sure, of course.
You see how people get fired up and then sometimes... that sort of flame doesn't go out straight away. If you continue to have that anger, there's people who are chasing people.
So. Yeah.
Good on you, Terry.
Thanks for your call, Terry.
Thanks, Terry. When you think about those examples too, like where Sam said where she was being chased, those people aren't focusing on the road anymore.
No,
those drivers are now looking around them. Yeah, they're watching the car behind them, next to them, because they're worried about their safety. They're not paying attention. You've got more people in more danger.
Yeah, look up WA if your blood's boiling as well.
Anger, bad.
Oh, and the police are calling for anybody who did witness that incident on 2J Road and Roe Highway. Well, they want to get information, so contact Crime Stoppers if you saw it happen.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
It's one of Perth's funniest nights out and it helps sick kids. Mix 94.5's Laugh Out Loud with Claire, Matt and Kimber on The Big Breakfast.
Hey, this year, Mix 94.5's Laugh Out Loud is on Friday, August 30 at the Astor Theatre. We're looking forward to the big night.
Yeah, we're going to spruik it for the next few weeks. Wonderful people joining us. Janelle Koenig, of course, we know very well. And John Pinder, Andrew Wolf, and a wonderful international guest, Mandy Knights. There's some very funny people.
It's going to be great, but we're looking for someone a little extra.
We are.
We want you. Mm. We are on the hunt for our next comedic superstar to perform at our Laugh Out Loud gig. You will score a spot on the lineup, get up and do a few minutes of material, and also you'll get tickets to the gig and $500 cash.
We've never done this before. This is an absolute first. Smash the doors open, be a groundbreaker.
And speaking of absolute first, there is a catch. You've got to be an amateur.
I thought you'd say you've got to be funny.
Well, no, in fact, you don't.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
no, but we, you know, this is all a bit of fun.
Yeah, okay.
We want someone who has never, ever been on stage as a stand-up comedian.
Okay. Yeah, so if you think yourself to be quite funny, or your friends think you're really funny, or you've thought, I've always wanted to have a bit of a go, and I've never had an excuse, and right now you're thinking, oh, I feel nervous, Get it in. Get in an entry to us because we would love to have you there. And the crowd will be super supportive because they know it's your first time.
Absolutely.
And we just want to have a good night.
So, like, Wurzel can't come in disguise or anything like
you
that?
Can't,
no, that's not
no,
going to work.
No, no, no. And it doesn't matter if you think, oh, I've only got 1 minute or whatever. It doesn't matter. And we'll give, you know, I'll sit down with you and have a cup of tea and talk you through it. What do I know? Nothing. But if you just need to email us a short video, or it can even be an audio recording off your phone, to breakfast@mix.com.au with a bit of your material. We're like, you know, 60 seconds, 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we want absolute amateurs.
You know what I think is really funny? Well, I sit down, Kimber and I sit down with them, we get some of your material and steal it. Right, and they go on before you. What do you reckon?
Well,
I'd be laughing out loud.
If you've been to any of my gigs in the last 20 years, you certainly know my material. So,
well, this is for real. This is what we want. So send
for
a video or audio recording to breakfast@mix.com.au and you could be joining us on the lineup with $500 and a chance to just finally live out that comedic dream.
Yeah, very, very cool. It's like the stuff dreams are made of. Very,
It is.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Don't forget, this month you can enjoy up to 50% off extra savings at ABC Blinds. They are legends.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
24.
She's a really good newsreader, but here's what Jim King missed.
24 degrees today.
Yes.
Lovely.
Now, my friends, staying in a hotel can be great fun. You know, you book into a hotel and you walk into the room and it's all, you know, different and clean, hopefully.
Might get a free water bottle or a chocky.
Yeah, you betcha. And it can really make or break your holiday, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now, of course, for some of us, and Casey, I'm looking at you as a bit of a germaphobe.
Yes.
You would probably walk into a hotel room and think, I wonder what's happened in here. Is that bedspread clean?
I mean, I do sort of think that everything should be immaculate. So my germaphobe doesn't kick in too much because I think, oh, well, they would have been through here and they would have scrubbed everything.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be going in there with one of those CSI blue lights.
Oh, no.
Right?
No, but for what you don't see, it's all okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You hope the paper sash on the toilet means they've actually cleaned it, not just put that on.
Yes, exactly. Not papered over the cracks.
Yeah,
yes,
so to speak.
Well, this is a new one for me. I didn't know.
Got him going earlier.
I didn't know that this was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a woman has been attacked on social media for posting, thinking she was quite clever, she had some dirty underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And she's used the
hotel
room kettle to boil her undies.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. This is my handle.
This rumour went around a couple of years ago. It was on social media everywhere, but they were saying that people thought it would be a good idea to boil underwear, clean their underwear by washing it in the kettle.
Yes.
And then hanging it out. And of course, everyone went, that's really unhygienic. The rest of us are using the kettle for what it's intended for, making cups of tea.
Yeah.
I mean, I have washed my underwear and socks in the sink in a hotel room or in the shower and hung them up.
Sure.
Yeah, using the hot water and that, but actually putting them inside the kettle and the lid on the kettle.
Yeah, what, boiling them, right?
Yeah.
Rank.
Pretty much.
Rank.
Well, look.
What is wrong with people?
I know, I hear you, but I mean, it wouldn't be unhygienic though, would it? I mean, have you ever watched Bear Grylls? He goes to these fetid swamps and boils the water and then drinks it because he's boiled it. It's fine, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
but I'm not in a fetid swamp. I'm in a hotel room where I'm paying $250 a night.
He's a bloke who drinks his urine as well when he doesn't really have to.
Well, yeah, exactly. He actually likes it. Yeah.
I can't believe this woman went on social media bragging about it. I think that is just filthy.
Oh, she thought it was a life hack, I guess.
Oh.
Help people out on holidays.
And one person said, my husband is a housekeeper in a hotel. Hotel, never use the hotel room kettle.
Oh, dear.
I won't. Oh,
again,
I'm not touching
just
it.
Too much to think about.
Steep those undies.
They offer a service for this. They offer a cleaning service for your soiled underwear.
How much is it for per item, though? Especially if you get them ironed.
I'm going to take my own kettle on holiday.
Just another thing in the world to be frightened of.
Hey, something I've never said to you two. Can I make you a cup of tea?
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an unscheduled Matt's Hits from Your Hood, Wheel Spin.
Oh, it's a bit early.
It's a bit early. We only just got over the emotion of Queen's Park then, which was huge.
Dennis Cometti is still with us if you've just turned on.
Yeah, he has.
And I'm privileged.
Yeah, and producer Tom, who's just wonderful at finding me guests and interesting people to perform with, has said there's a fantastic music act coming into town, and we've locked them in to help me, so I need to get onto it.
Oh, we've got to rush a song through.
Rush it with feeling. Yeah. all care will be taken.
So we've dragged out the Hits from Your Hood, Suburban Wheel.
Fleetwood Mac have already left town, so it won't be them.
Okay. Could you imagine? Matt's doing a Suburban
with Stevie Nicks.
Oh, don't.
Imagine that.
Great.
All right.
Here we go.
Yeah, we're ready to spin.
Oh, hang on. Wheel is so broken these days. Can we get this looked into?
A little like my heart.
It's a wonky what's wheel. My role?
You're going to tell us what announce. It lands.
Okay.
Dennis was spinning. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you want actually?
No,
you
I wouldn't
spin.
Touch
Dennis
that.
Should
no,
be spin. Spinning. Go on, Den.
It's fall the a health in my head.
Go on, Den.
How's our company insurance?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, that was very smooth, Ben.
That is smooth.
There we go. Oh, yeah. It's bounced back. It's bounced back.
That's the one.
That's the first one.
Coburn.
Coburn.
Okay, Coburn.
They got that wonderful little traffic situation going on down there at the freeway.
The bottleneck.
Roadworks for days.
Got that wonderful little footy club down there.
Oh, that's where the Dockers train. Okay.
My boys.
At the Coburn station there, the faces on the side of the big sign up there that no one really knows what they're there for.
There you go. It's written.
Don't look at me. I don't know Coburn.
You don't know it. Well, you will after Matt's song.
Yes. So is the musical act joining you, Dennis Cometti?
Wow.
Oh, Den, is that the twist?
Gee, I'd love to do a duet with you.
Have you got musical chops, Den?
Not at all.
Oh, no, you can't sing.
No, I could do what the guy in the Deltones used to do a long time ago.
Get boom, a job.
Boom, 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 boom. I could go low. But, no, that's my rhythm done.
I'd like to hear that in the Coburn song, Get a Job, Dennis doing that.
I'd like to hear Dennis beatboxing.
DJC.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire. Lizzie, Matt and Kimber.
Be nice.
The juice.
Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
You've got the eye of the tiger this morning too.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, you know one of the main expressions of love that people use is to get married.
Yes,
that's how they show.
That's how they show they're into each other.
But they say the first year of marriage is very difficult. And that seems to be the case for Miley Cyrus and Chris Hemsworth because 7 months after tying the knot, they've called it quits.
Oh,
what
really?
Is the first year?
It's all over. Nothing breaks like a heart. Yeah.
We should have sung that again.
Sadness, isn't it? But they've agreed to separate at this time. A representative said, ever evolving, changing as partners and individuals, they have decided this is what's best while they both focus on themselves and their careers.
Yeah, that and the bloke she went to bed with.
Oh, well, no, they've been dating on and off for 10 years. And Miley said it was always a bit of a complicated marriage because she's interested in women.
Right.
So she said, I've always been in a relationship where I feel like I was supported with that, but she's into girls. And so she's recently been caught kissing someone as well. So in the
kissed
last couple
a girl
of
and
weeks.
I liked it.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, it's over. Sorry, there's a Hemsworth on the loose, though, if you're interested.
Sure.
And she put a series of social posts up that she is okay. She said, life is a climb, but the view is great.
Oh, okay. And he's no doubt been doing weights to get through it.
Yeah, with his brother.
Yeah.
That'll sort him out.
Yeah.
Now, guys, following the mass shootings in the US, Lady Gaga is trying to spread a message of hope.
Yeah.
She said, my heart goes out to those who were taken from us too soon and to their families, loved ones and communities who are left to grieve. And in this moment, I want to channel my confusion, frustration and fury into hope. Gaga announced that she's going to donate to 162 classrooms through Donors Choose, which is an organisation which help teachers fundraise for classroom projects and their students.
Mm.
So helping out 162 classrooms, and she said, remind everybody it's okay not to be okay and listen to each other. We can't turn away from our loved ones. So trying to spread some sort of hope after a terrible situation.
Yep.
And just when you thought Game of Thrones couldn't get any bigger, you can see it live.
Sorry?
Oh, no.
The Game of Thrones live concert experience is coming to Australia. Emmy Award-winning Game of Thrones composer Raman Dijwadi.
Yep.
Don't know if I'm saying that correctly.
Sounds good.
Creating one of the greatest musical pieces throughout all of those seasons from all eight of them in an immersive concert experience. There'll be an international cast of soloists, orchestra and choir live on stage.
Wow.
Just playing all the Game of Thrones music.
And John Wood as Jon Snow?
Poor old Woody.
Yeah, so if you're a big Game of Thrones fan, you can check that out. RAC Arena on Monday, Feb 17, and tickets are from livenation.com.au.
Wow. Oh, I'd love to get Ramon to come and do a Hits From Your Hood. How good would that be?
Oh, my goodness.
What a big production that'd be. Although Game of Morley probably doesn't work.
And that's your Daily Juice.
Oh, wow. 842. Covered lots of bases.
Trying to think of suburbs now. Beach Borough, Beach Borough, Beach Borough now. It's a great place.
I'm trying to do weights with the Hemsworth brothers.
Good luck.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, always time
the
for
moment
me.
You've been waiting for all morning.
I'll be the judge of that.
It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yeah, poor young kid came home from school and told his mum, he said he had a big fight with his classmate. And the mum said, oh, what happened? And the son said, oh, he called me a sissy. And the mum said, well, what did you do? And said, oh, I hit him with my purse.
I'm saying nothing.
No.
Nothing?
No.
Welcome to 1976.
Yes. I know, I was like, dude, in this day and age, come on, where's that joke book from?
My
1977. Yeah.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for ABC Blinds up to 50% off sale. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.